What's going on, everybody? This is Ben from Retro Ben Gaming. With all the craziness happening in the world today, I decided to add a little positivity to it with this podcast. This podcast is going to focus on all things video games, whether it's discussing them, playing them, or just getting them on the cheap. Now, whether you're a PC player or a console player, I believe we all have something to add to this conversation. So I hope you enjoy the podcast, and as always, keep gaming.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Today, we're going to talk about a whole category of things, not just one thing in particular. We are going to discuss the history of handheld game consoles. Now, these days, most people play on like a Switch or more recently a Steam Deck, or in fact, their mobile phone, which is a handheld game console if you have it set up that way. But I'm going to talk about first-person game consoles, ones that we all know and love. Most of these I've played on, I own. Some of these I've never even heard of until doing this podcast. I hope you guys enjoy this. I hope you had a chance to play on some of these yourself. And I hope you have fond memories of growing up as a lad with a handheld game console in your lap. All that banter aside, let's begin with the history of the handheld game console. A handheld game console, or simply a handheld console, is a small, portable, self-contained video game console with a built-in screen, game controls, and speakers. Handheld game consoles are smaller than home video game consoles and contain the console, screen, speakers, and controls in one unit, allowing people to carry them and play them at any time or any place. In 1976, Mattel introduced the first handheld electronic game with the release of Auto Race. Later, several companies, including Coleco and Moulton Bradley, made their own single-game, lightweight tabletop or handheld electronic game devices. The first commercially successful handheld console was Merlin from 1978, which sold more than 5 million units. The first handheld game console with interchangeable cartridges is the Milton Bradley Microvision in 1979. Nintendo is created with popularizing the handheld console concept with the release of the Game Boy in 1989 and continues to dominate the handheld console market. The first internet-enabled handheld console and the first with a touchscreen was the Game.com, released by Tiger Electronics in 1997. I remember that thing came out. I was so tempted to buy it, but it was just too expensive. And also, I thought, man, this thing ain't going to go anywhere. And I was right about that. But of course, nowadays, I long to have one of those just to stare at. The Nintendo DS, released in 2004, introduced touchscreen controls and wireless online gaming to a wider audience, becoming the best-selling handheld console with over 150 million units sold worldwide. The origins of handheld gaming consoles are found in handheld and tabletop electronic game devices of the 1970s and early 1980s. These electronic devices are capable of playing only a single game. They fit into the palm of the hand or on a tabletop, and they may make use of a variety of video displays such as LED, VFD, or LCD. In 1978, handheld electronic games were described by Popular Electronics magazine as non-video electronic games and non-TV games, as distinct from devices that required use of a television screen. Handheld electronic games, in turn, find their origins in the synthesis of previous handheld and tabletop electromechanical devices, such as Waco's electronic tic-tac-toe from 1972 and Craigston's Periscope firing range from 1951, and the emerging optoelectronic display-driven calculator market of the early 1970s. This synthesis happened in 1976 when Mattel began work on a line of calculator-sized sports games that became the world's first handheld electronic games. The project began when Michael Katz, Mattel's new product category marketing director, told the engineers in the electronics group to design a game the size of a calculator using LED technology. Man, that was one of the funnest things in school, was to get a Texas Instrument calculator and just mess around. They had like really cheesy like Worm and Centipede and Tetris, but the most fun was writing like Boobliss and stuff like that. The stupid things we did as kids that I still love to this day. The result was the 1976 release of Auto Race. followed by football later in 1977. The two games were so successful that according to Katz, these simple electronic handheld games turned into a $400 million category. Mattel would later win the honor of being recognized by the industry for innovation in handheld game device displays. Soon, other manufacturers including Coleco, Parker Brothers, Milton Bradley, Entrex, and Bandai began following up with their own tabletop and handheld electric games. In 1979, the LCD-based Microvision, designed by Smith Engineering and distributed by Milton Bradley, became the first handheld game console and the first to use interchangeable game cartridges. The Microvision game Cosmic Hunter also introduced the concept of a directional pad on handheld gaming devices and is operated by using the thumb to manipulate the on-screen character in any of four directions. In 1979, Gunpei Yokoi, traveling on a bullet train, saw a bored businessman playing with an LCD calculator by pressing the buttons. Yokoi then thought of an idea for a watch that doubled as a miniature game machine for killing time. Starting in 1980, Nintendo began to release a series of electronic games designed by Yokoi called the Game & Watch Games. Taking advantage of the technology used in the credit card-sized calculators that had appeared on the market, Yokoi designed the series of LCD-based games to include a digital game display in the corner of the screen. For later, more complicated Game & Watch games, Yokoi invented a cross-shaped directional pad, or a D-pad, for control of on-screen characters. Yokoi also included his directional pad on the NES controllers, and the cross-shaped thumb controller soon became standard on game console controllers and ubiquitous across the video game industry since. When Yokoi began designing Nintendo's first handheld game console, he came up with a device that married the elements of his Game & Watch devices and the Famicom console, including both items' D-pad controller. The result was the Nintendo Game Boy. In 1982, the Bandai LCD Solar Power was the first solar-powered gaming device. Some of its games, such as the horror-themed game Terror House, features two LCD panels, one stacked on the other, for an early 3D effect. In 1983, Takara Tomy's Tomytronic 3D simulated 3D by having two LCD panels that were lit by external light through a window on top of the device, making it the first dedicated home video 3D hardware. The late 1980s and early 1990s saw the beginnings of the modern-day handheld game console industry after the demise of Microvision. As backlit LCD game consoles with color graphics consume a lot of power, they were not battery-friendly like the non-backlit original Game Boy, whose monochrome graphics allowed longer battery life. By this point, rechargeable battery technology had not yet matured, and so the more advanced game consoles of the time, such as the Sega Game Gear and the Atari Lynx, did not have nearly as much success as the Game Boy. Even though third-party rechargeable batteries were available for the battery-hungry alternatives to the Game Boy, these batteries employed a nickel-cadmium process and had to be completely discharged before being recharged to ensure maximum efficiency. Lead-acid batteries could be used with automobile circuit limiters, i.e. a cigarette lighter plug device, but the batteries had mediocre portability. The later nickel-metal hybrid batteries, which do not share this requirement for maximum efficiency, were not released until the late 1990s, years after the Game Gear, the Atari Lynx, and the original Game Boy had been discontinued. During the time when technologically superior handhelds had strict technical limitations, batteries had a very low milliamp hours rating since batteries with heavy power density were not yet available. Modern game systems such as the Nintendo DS and the PlayStation Portable have rechargeable lithium-ion batteries with proprietary shapes. Other 7th generation consoles such as the GP2X use standard alkaline batteries. Because the milliamp hours rating of alkaline batteries has increased since the 1990s, the power needed for handhelds like the GP2X may be supplied by relatively few batteries. Nintendo released the Game Boy on April 21st, 1989. The design team headed by Gunpei Yokoi had also been responsible for the Game & Watch system as well as the Nintendo Entertainment System games Metroid and Kid Icarus. The Game Boy came under scrutiny by Nintendo president Ishiro Yamauchi, saying that the monochrome screen was too small and the processing power was inadequate. The design team had felt that low initial cost and battery economy were more important concerns, and when compared to the Microvision, the Game Boy was a huge leap forward. Yokoi recognized that the Game Boy needed a killer app, at least one game that could define the console and persuade customers to buy it. In June 1988, Minoru Arakawa, then CEO of Nintendo of America, saw a demonstration of the game Tetris at a trade show. Nintendo purchased the rights for the game and packaged it with the Game Boy system as a launch title. It was almost an immediate hit. By the end of the year, more than 1 million units were sold in the U.S. As of March 31, 2005, the Game Boy and Game Boy Color combined to sell over 118 million units worldwide. In 1987, Epix created the Handy Game. Giggity, I created that too. A device that would become the Atari Lynx in 1989. It is the first color handheld console ever made, as well as the first with a backlit screen. It also features network support with up to 17 other players, and advanced hardware that allows the zooming and scaling of sprites. The Lynx can also be turned upside down to accommodate left-handed players. However, all these features came at a high price point, which drove consumers to seek cheaper alternatives. The Lynx was also very unwieldy, consuming batteries very quickly and lacked the third-party support enjoyed by its competitors. Due to its high price, short battery life, production shortages, a dearth of compelling games, and Nintendo's aggressive marketing campaign, and despite a redesign in 1991, the Lynx became a commercial failure. Despite this, companies like Telegames helped to keep the system alive long past its commercial relevance, and when new owner Hasbro released the rights to develop for the public domain, independent developers like Songbird have managed to release new commercial games for the system every year until 2004's Winter Games. The Turbo Express is a portable version of the TurboGrafx, released in 1990 for $250. Its Japanese equivalent is the PC Engine GT. It was the most advanced handheld of its time and can play all the TurboGrafx 16 games, which are on a small, credit card-sized media called Hue cards. It has a 66mm screen, the same as the original Game Boy, but in a much higher resolution, and can display 64 sprites at once, 16 per scan line, in 512 colors. Although the hardware can only handle 481 simultaneous colors, it has 8 kilobytes of RAM. You heard that right, 8 kilobytes of RAM. The Turbo runs with Hue C6820 CPU at 1.79 or 7.16 megahertz. The optional TurboVision TV tuner included RCA audio video input, allowing users to use Turbo Express as a video monitor. The TurboLink allowed two-player play. Falcon, a flight simulator, included a head-to-head dogfight mode that can only be accessed via TurboLink. However, very few TurboGrafx-16 games offered co-op play modes, especially designed with the Turbo Express in mind. The Bitcore Gamate, that's G-A-M-A-T-E, is one of the first handheld game systems created in response to the Nintendo Game Boy. It was released in Asia in 1990 and distributed worldwide in 1991. Like the Sega Game Gear, it is horizontal in orientation and, like the Game Boy, required 4 AA batteries. Unlike many later Game Boy clones, its internal components were professionally assembled, no galop-top chips. Unfortunately, the system's fatal flaw was its screen. Even by the standards of the day, its screen is rather difficult to use, suffering from similar ghosting problems that were common complaints with the first generation Game Boys. Likely because of this fact, sales were quite poor and Bitcore closed in 1992. However, new games continued to be published for the Asian market, possibly as late as 1994. The total number of games released for the system remains unknown. Gamate games were designed for stereo sound, but the console is only equipped with a mono speaker. The Game Gear was the third color handheld console after the Lynx and the Turbo Express, produced by Sega. Released in Japan in 1990 and in North America and Europe in 1991, it is based on the Master System, which gave Sega the ability to quickly create Game Gear games from its large library of games for the Master System. While never reaching the level of success enjoyed by Nintendo, the Game Gear proved to be a fairly durable competitor, lasting longer than any other Game Boy rivals. While the Game Gear is the most frequently seen in black or navy blue, it was also released in a variety of additional colors like red, light blue, yellow, clear, and violet. All these variations were released in small quantities and frequently only in the Asian market. Following Sega's success with the Game Gear, they began development on a successor during the early 1990s, which was intended to feature a touchscreen interface, many years before the Nintendo DS. However, such a technology was very expensive at the time, and the handheld itself was estimated to cost around $289 were it be released. Sega eventually chose to shelve the idea and instead released the Genesis Nomad, a handheld version of the Genesis as its successor. The Rotara Supervision was released in 1992 to compete with the Nintendo Game Boy. The first model was designed very much like a Game Boy, but it is gray in color and has a slightly larger screen. The second model was made with a hinge across the center and can be bent slightly to provide greater comfort to the user. While the system did enjoy a modest degree of success, it never impacted the sales of Nintendo or Sega. The Supervision was redesigned a final time as the Magnum. Released in limited quantities, it is roughly equivalent to the Game Boy Pocket. It was available in three colors, yellow, green, and gray. Rotara designed many of the games themselves, but it did receive some third-party support, most notably from Sachin. A TV adapter was available in both PAL and NTSC formats that could transfer the Supervision's black and white palette to four colors, similar in some regards to the Super Game Boy from Nintendo. The Hartong Game Master is an obscure handheld released at an unknown point in the early 1990s. Its graphics fidelity was much lower than most of its contemporaries, displaying just 64 by 64 pixels. It was available in black, white, and purple, and was frequently rebranded by its distributors such as Delplay, Videojet, and Sistema. The exact number of games released is not known, but is likely around 20. The system most frequently turns up in Europe and Australia. By this time, the lack of significant development in Nintendo's product line began allowing more advanced systems such as the Neo Geo Pocket Color and the WonderSwan Color to be developed. The Nomad was released in October 1995 in North America only. This release was 6 years into the market span of the Genesis, with an existing library of more than 500 Genesis games. According to former Sega of America research and development head Joe Miller, the Nomad was not intended to be the Game Gear's replacement. He believed that there was little planning from Sega of Japan for the new handheld. Sega was supporting five different consoles at the time, the Saturn, the Genesis, the Game Gear, the Pico, and the Master System, as well as the Sega CD and 32X add-ons. In Japan, the Mega Drive had never been successful, and the Saturn was more successful than Sony's PlayStation, so Sega Enterprises CEO Hayao Nakayama, said that wrong, decided to focus on the Saturn. By 1999, the Nomad was being sold at less than a third of its original price. The Game Boy Pocket is a redesigned version of the original Game Boy having the same features. It was released in 1996. Notably, this variation is smaller and lighter. It comes in seven different colors: red, yellow, green, black, clear, silver, blue, and pink. It has space for two AAA batteries, which provided approximately 10 hours of gameplay. The screen was changed to a true black and white display, rather than the pea-soup monochromatic display of the original Game Boy. Although, like its predecessor, the Game Boy Pocket has no backlight to allow play in a darkened area. It did notably improve visibility and pixel response time, mostly eliminating ghosting. The first model of the Game Boy Pocket did not have an LED to show battery levels, but the feature was added due to public demand. The Game Boy Pocket was not a new software platform and played the same software as the original Game Boy model. TheGame.com, pronounced in TV commercials as GameCom and not Game.com, and not capitalized in marketing material, I pronounce it Game.com because that's just how I read it, is a handheld game console released by Tiger Electronics in September 1997. It featured many new ideas for handheld consoles and was aimed at an older target audience, supporting PDA-style features, you got it. Oh, that's not what it's talking about, never mind. And functions such as a touchscreen and stylus. However, Tiger hoped it would also challenge Nintendo's Game Boy and gain a following among younger gamers too. Unlike other handheld game consoles, the first Game.com consoles included two slots for game cartridges, which would not happen again until the Tapwave Zodiac, the DS, and the DS Lite. and could be connected to a 14.4 kilobytes a second modem. Later models only had a single cartridge slot. The Game Boy Color, also referred to as the GBC or the CGB, is Nintendo's successor to the Game Boy and was released on October 21, 1998 in Japan and in November of the same year in the United States. It features a color screen and is slightly bigger than the Game Boy Pocket. The processor is twice as fast as a Game Boy's and has twice as much memory. It also had an infrared communications port for wireless linking, which did not appear in later versions of the Game Boy, such as the Game Boy Advanced. The Game Boy Color was in response to pressure from game developers for a new system, as they felt the Game Boy, even in its latest incarnation, the Game Boy Pocket, was insufficient. The resulting product was backward compatibility, a first for a handheld console system, and leveraged the large library of games and great install base of its predecessor's system. This became a major feature of the Game Boy line, since it allowed each new launch to begin with a significantly larger library than any of its competitors. As of March 31, 2005, the Game Boy and the Game Boy Color combined to sell 118.69 million units worldwide. The console can display up to 56 different colors simultaneously on screen from its palette of 32,768, and can add basic four-color shading to games that have been developed for the original Game Boy. It can also give the sprites and backgrounds separate colors for a total of more than four colors. The Neo Geo Pocket Color, or the NGPC, was released in 1999 in Japan, and later that year in the United States and Europe. It is a 16-bit color handheld game console designed by SNK, the maker of the Neo Geo home console and arcade machine. It came from SNK's original Neo Geo Pocket monochrome handheld, which debuted in 1998 in Japan. In 2000, following SNK's purchase of Japanese pachinko manufacturer Aruz, I think that's how you say it, the Neo Geo Pocket Color was dropped from both the US and European markets, purportedly due to commercial failure. The system seemed well on its way to becoming a success in the US. It was more successful than any Game Boy competitor since Sega's Game Gear, but was hurt by several factors, such as SNK's infamous lack of communication with third-party developers and anticipation of the Game Boy Advance. The decision to ship U.S. games in cardboard boxes in a cost-cutting move rather than hard plastic cases that Japanese and European releases were shipped may have also hurt U.S. sales. The Wonder Swan Color is a handheld game console designed by Bandai. It was released on December 9, 2000 in Japan. Although the Wonder Swan Color was slightly larger and heavier compared to the original Wonder Swan, the color version featured 512 kilobytes of RAM and a larger color LCD screen. In addition, the WonderSwan Color is compatible with the original WonderSwan library of games. Prior to WonderSwan's release, Nintendo had virtually a monopoly on the Japanese video game handheld market. After the release of the WonderSwan Color, Bandai took approximately 8% of the market share in Japan, partly due to its low price of 6,800 yen, which is roughly $65 at the time. Another reason for the WonderSwan's success in Japan was the fact that Bandai managed to get a deal with Square to port over the original Famicom Final Fantasy games with improved graphics and controls. However, with the popularity of the Game Boy Advance and the reconciliation between Square and Nintendo, the WonderSwan Color and its successor, the Swan Crystal, quickly lost its competitive advantage. The 2000s saw a major leap in innovation, particularly in the second half with the release of the DS and the PSP. In 2001, Nintendo released the Game Boy Advance, or the GBA, which added two shoulder buttons, a larger screen, and more computing power than the Game Boy Color. The design was revised 2 years later when the Game Boy Advance SP, a more compact version, was released. The SP features a clamshell design, folding open and closed like a laptop computer, as well as a front-lit color display and rechargeable battery. Despite the smaller form factor, the screen remained the same size as that of the original. In 2005, the Game Boy Micro was released. This revision sacrifices screen size and backwards compatibility with previous Game Boys for a dramatic reduction in total size and a brighter backlit screen. A new SP model with a backlit screen was released in some regions around the same time. Along with the GameCube, the GBA also introduced the concept of connectivity, using a handheld system as a console controller. A handful of games use this feature, most notably Animal Crossing, Pac-Man Versus, Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, The Legend of Zelda Four Swords Adventure, The Legend of Zelda The Wind Waker, Metroid Prime, and Sonic Adventures 2 Battle. As of December 31, 2007, the GBA, GBA SP, and the Game Boy Micro combined to have sold 80.72 million units worldwide. The original GP32 was released in 2001 by the South Korean company Game Park, a few months after the launch of the Game Boy Advance. It features a 32-bit CPU, a 133 MHz processor, MP3 and DivX player, and eBook reader. Smart media cards were used for storage and could hold up to 128 MB of anything downloaded through a USB cable from a PC. The GP32 was redesigned in 2003. A front-lit screen was added, and the new version was called the GP32 FLU for Front Light Unit. In the summer of 2004, another redesign, the GP32 Blue, was made and added a backlit screen. This version of the handheld was planned for release outside South Korea, in Europe, and it was released, for example, in Spain via Virgin Play. While not a commercial success on a level with mainstream handhelds, only 30,000 units were sold, it ended up being used mainly as a platform for user-made applications and emulators of other systems, being popular with developers and more technically adept users. Nokia released the N-Gage in 2003. It was designed as a combination MP3 player, cell phone, PDA, radio, and gaming device. The system received much criticism, alleging defects in its physical design and layout, including its vertically oriented screen and requirement of removing the battery to change game cartridges. The most well-known of these was side-talking, or the act of placing the phone, speaker, and receiver on an edge of the device instead of one of the flat sides, causing the user to appear as if they were speaking into a taco. Giggity. The N-Gage QD was later released to address the design flaws of the original. However, certain features available in the original N-Gage, including MP3 playback, FM radio reception, and USB connectivity, were removed. The second generation of N-Gage launched on April 3, 2008 in the form of a service for selected Nokia smartphones. The Sabaiko is a Russian handheld computer introduced in May 2000 by David Yang's company and designed for teenage audiences, featuring its own two-way radio text messaging system. It has over 430 official freeware games and applications. Because of the text messaging system, it features a QWERTY keyboard that was used with a stylus. An MP3 player add-on was made for the unit, as well as a smart media card reader. The company stopped manufacturing the units after two product versions and only a few years on the market. Sabaikos can communicate with each other up to a maximum range of 300 meters or 0.2 of a mile. Several Sabaikos can chat with each other in a wireless chat room. The Sabaiko Classic. There are two models of the Classic Sabaiko. Visually, the only difference was that the original version had a power switch on the side, whilst the updated version used the escape key for power management. Internally, the differences between the two models were in the internal memory and the location of the firmware. The Sabaiko Extreme. The Sabaiko Extreme was the second generation Sabaiko handheld. It featured various improvements over the original Sabaiko, such as a faster processor, more RAM, more ROM, a new operating system, a new keyboard layout and case design, greater wireless range, a microphone, improved audio output, and a smaller size. In 2003, Tapwave released the Zodiac. It was designed to be a PDA handheld game console hybrid. It supported photos, movies, music, internet, and documents. The Zodiac used a special version Palm OS 5 and 5.2T that supported the special gaming buttons and graphics chips. Two versions were available, the Zodiac 1 and 2, differing in memory and looks. The Zodiac line ended in July 2005 when Tapwave declared bankruptcy. The Nintendo DS was released in 2004. Among its new features were the incorporation of two screens, a touchscreen, wireless connectivity, and a microphone port. don't know if you guys knew this or not, but Nintendo, the DS stand for dual screen. So there you go. As the Game Boy Advance SP, the DS features a clamshell design, with the two screens aligned vertically on either side of the hinge. The DS's lower screen is touch-sensitive, designed to be pressed with a stylus, a user's finger, or a special thumb pad, i.e. a small plastic pad attached to the console's wrist strap, which could be affixed to the thumb to simulate an analog stick. More traditional controls included four face buttons, two shoulder buttons, a D-pad, and start and select buttons. The console also features online capabilities via the Nintendo Wi-Fi connection and ad hoc wireless networking for multiplayer games with up to 16 players. It is backwards compatible with all Game Boy Advance games, but like the Game Boy Micro, it is not compatible with games designed for the Game Boy or the Game Boy Color. In January 2006, Nintendo revealed an updated version of the DS, the Nintendo DS Lite, released on March 2nd, 2006 in Japan, with an updated, smaller form factor, 42% smaller and 21% lighter than the original Nintendo DS. A cleaner design, longer battery life, and brighter, higher quality displays with adjustable brightness. It is also able to connect wirelessly with the Nintendo's Wii console. On October 2nd, 2008, Nintendo announced the Nintendo DSi, with larger 3.25-inch screens and two integrated cameras. It has an SD card storage slot in place of the Game Boy Advance slot, plus internal flash memory for storing downloaded games. It was released on November 1st, 2008 in Japan, April 2nd, 2009 in Australia, April 3rd, 2009 in Europe, and April 5th, 2009 in North America. On October 29th, 2009, Nintendo announced a larger version of the DSi called the DSi XL, which was released on November 21, 2009 in Japan, March 5, 2010 in Europe, March 28, 2010 in North America, and April 15, 2010 in Australia. As of December 31, 2009, the Nintendo DS, Nintendo DS Lite, and the Nintendo DSi combined to have sold 125.13 million units worldwide. The Game King is a handheld game console released by the Chinese company TimeTop in 2004. The first model, while original in design, owes a large debt to Nintendo's Game Boy Advance. The second model, the Game King 2, is believed to be inspired by Sony's PSP. This model also was upgraded with a backlit screen and a distracting background transparency, which can be removed by opening the console. A color model, the Game King 3, apparently exists, but was only made for a brief time and was difficult to purchase outside of Asia. Whether intentionally or not, the Game King had the most primitive graphics of any handheld release since the Game Boy of 1989. As many of the games have an old-school simplicity, the device has developed a small cult following. The Game King's speaker is quite loud, and the cartridge's sophisticated looping soundtracks are seemingly at odds with its primitive graphics. TimeTop made at least one additional device, sometimes labeled as Game King, but while it seems to possess more advanced graphics, is essentially an emulator that plays a handful of multi-carts, like the GB Station Lite 2. Outside of Asia, especially China, however, the Game King remains relatively unheard of due to the enduring popularity of Japanese handhelds, such as those manufactured by Nintendo and Sony. The PlayStation Portable, officially abbreviated the PSP, is a handheld game console manufactured and marketed by Sony Computer Entertainment. Development of the console was first announced during E3 2003, and it was unveiled on May 11, 2004 at a Sony press conference before E3 2004. The system was released in Japan on December 12, 2004, in North America on March 24, 2005, and in the PAL region on September 1, 2005. The PlayStation Portable is the first handheld video game console to use an optical disc format, or the UMD, for distribution of its games. UMD video disc with movies and television shows were also released. The PSP utilized the Sony SanDisk Memory Stick Pro Duo format as its primary storage medium. Other distinguishing features of the console included its large viewing screen, multimedia capabilities, and connectivity with the PlayStation 3, other PSPs, and the Internet. Tiger's Gizmondo came out in the UK during March 2005. It was released in the US during October 2005. It is designed to play music, movies, and games, have a camera for taking and storing photos, and to have GPS functions. It also has internet capabilities. It has a phone for sending text and multimedia messages. Email was promised at launch, but was never released before Gizmodo and ultimately Tiger Telemetrics' downfall in the early 2006. Users obtained a second service pack, unreleased, hoping to find such functionality. However, Service Pack B did not achieve the email functionality. The GP2X is an open-sourced Linux-based handheld video game console and media player created by Game Park Holdings of South Korea, designed for homebrew developers as well as commercial developers. It is commonly used to run emulators for game consoles such as Neo Geo, Genesis, Master System, Game Gear, Amstrad CPC, Commodore 64, the NES, TurboGrafx-16, MAME, and others. A new version called the F200 was released on October 30, 2007, and features a touchscreen, among other changes, followed by the GP2X Wiz in 2009 and the GP2X Kano in 2010. The Dingo A320 is a micro-sized gaming handheld that resembles the Game Boy Micro and is open to game development. It also supports music, radio, emulators, 8 and 16-bit, and video playing capabilities with its own interface, much like the PSP. There's also an onboard radio and recording program. It is currently available in two colors, white and black. Other similar products from the same manufacturer are the Dingo 330, the Dingo A360, the Dingo A380, and the recently released Dingo A320e. The PSP Go is a version of the PlayStation Portable handheld game console developed by Sony. It was released on October 1, 2009 in America and European territories and on November 1 in Japan. It was revealed prior to E3 2009 through Sony's Core VOD service. Although its design is significantly different from other PSPs, it is not intended to replace the PSP 3000, which Sony continued to manufacture, sell, and support. On April 20, 2011, the manufacturer announced that the PSP Go would be discontinued so that they may concentrate on the PlayStation Vita. Sony later said that only the European and Japanese versions were being cut, and that the console would still be available in the US. Unlike previous PSP models, the PSP Go does not feature a UMD drive, but instead has 16GB of internal flash memory to store games, video, pictures, and other media. This can be extended up to 32GB with the use of a memory stick micro flash card. Also, unlike other previous PSP models, the PSP Go's rechargeable battery is not removable or replaceable by the user. The unit is 43% lighter and 56% smaller than the original PSP 1000, and 16% lighter and 35% smaller than the PSP 3000. It has a 3.8-inch 480x272 LCD, compared to the larger 480x272 pixel LCD on previous PSP models. The screen slides up to reveal the main controls. The overall shape and sliding mechanism are like that of Sony's Milo COM2 internet device. The Pandora is a handheld game console UMPC PDA hybrid design to take advantage of existing open source software and to be a target for homebrew development. It runs a full distribution of Linux, and in functionality is like a small PC with gaming controls. It is developed by Open Pandora, which is made up of former distributors and community members of the GP32 and GP2X handhelds. Open Pandora began taking pre-orders for one batch of 4,000 devices in November 2008, and after manufacturing delays, began shipping to customers on May 21st, 2010. The FC16 Go is a portable Super NES hardware clone manufactured by Yobo Gameware in 2009. It features a 3.5-inch display, two wireless controllers, and CRT cables that allow cartridges to be played on a television screen. Unlike other Super NES clone consoles, it has region tabs that only allow NTSC North American cartridges to be played. Later revisions feature stereo sound output, large shoulder buttons, and a slightly rearranged button, power, and AV output layout. The Nintendo 3DS is a successor to Nintendo's DS handheld. The audio stereoscopic device can project stereoscopic three-dimensional effects without requirement of active shutter or passive polarized glasses, which are required by most current 3D televisions to display the 3D effect. The 3DS was released in Japan on February 26, 2011, in Europe on March 25, 2011, and in North America on March 27, 2011. The system features backwards compatibility with Nintendo DS series software, including Nintendo DSi software, except those that require the Game Boy Advanced slot. It also features an online service called the Nintendo eShop, launched on June 6, 2011 in North America and June 7, 2011 in Europe and Japan, which allows owners to download games, demos, applications, and information on upcoming film and game releases. On November 24, 2011, a limited edition Legend of Zelda 25th Anniversary 3DS was released that contained a unique Cosmo Black unit decorated with gold Legend of Zelda related imagery, along with a copy of The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D. There are also other models including the Nintendo 2DS and the Nintendo 3DS, the latter with a larger XL or LL variant, like the original Nintendo 3DS, as well as the new Nintendo 2DS XL. The Sony Ericsson Xperia Play is a handheld game console smartphone produced by Sony Ericsson under the Xperia smartphone brand. The device runs Android 2.3 Gingerbread and is the first to be part of the PlayStation Certified program, which means that it can play PlayStation Suite games. The device is a horizontally sliding phone with its original form resembling the Xperia X10, while the slider below resembles the slider of the PSP Go. The slider features a D-pad on the left side, a set of standard PlayStation buttons on the right, a long rectangular touchpad in the middle, start and select buttons on the bottom right corner, a menu button on the bottom left corner, and two shoulder pads on the back of the device. It is powered by 1 GHz Qualcomm Snapdragon processor, a Qualcomm Adreno 205 GPU, and features a display measuring 4 inches, a 8 megapixel camera, 512 megabyte RAM, 8 gigabytes of internal storage, and a micro USB connector. It supports micro SD cards versus the memory stick variants used in PSP consoles. The device was revealed officially for the first time in a Super Bowl ad on Sunday, February 6, 2011. On February 13, 2011, at Mobile World Congress 2011, it was announced that the device would be shipping globally on March 2011 with a launch lineup of around 50 software titles. The PlayStation Vita is the successor to Sony's PlayStation Portable handheld series. It was released in Japan on December 17, 2011, and in Europe, Australia, North and South America on February 22nd in 2012. The handheld includes 2 analog sticks, a 5-inch OLED LCD multi-touch capacitive touchscreen, and supports Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and optional 3G. Originally, the PS Vita features a 4-core ARM Cortex-A9 MP-Core processor and a 4-core SGX543 MP4 Plus graphics processing unit, as well as Live Area software as its main user interface, which succeeds the X-Cross Media Bar. The device is fully backwards compatible with PlayStation Portable games digitally released on the PlayStation Network via the PlayStation Store. However, PS1 classics and PS2 titles were not compatible at the time of the primary public release in Japan. The Vita's dual analog sticks were supported on select PSP games. The graphics for PSP releases were upscaled with a smoothing filter to reduce pixelization. Let me just say, the PSP Vita is probably my favorite emulation device. I absolutely love using it to emulate older systems. On September 20th, 2018, Sony announced at Tokyo Game Show 2018 that the Vita would be discontinued in 2019, ending its hardware production. Production of Vita hardware officially ended March 1st, 2019. The Razer Switchblade was a prototype pocket-sized like a Nintendo DSi XL designed to run Windows 7, featured a multi-touch LCD screen with an adaptive keyboard that changed keys depending on the game the user would play. It also was to feature a full mouse. It was first unveiled on January 5th, 2011 at CES. The Switchblade won the Best of CES 2011 People's Voice Award. It has since been in development and the release date is still unknown. The device was likely been suspended indefinitely. Project Shield is a handheld system developed by NVIDIA, announced at CES 2013. It runs on Android 4.2 and uses NVIDIA Tegra 4 system on a chip. The hardware includes a 5-inch multi-touch screen with support for HD graphics. The console allows for the streaming of games running on a compatible desktop PC or laptop. The NVIDIA Shield Portable has received mixed reception from critics. Generally, reviewers praise the performance of the device, but criticize the cost and lack of worthwhile games. Engadget's review noted the system's extremely impressive PC gaming, but also that due to its high price, the device was a hard sell as a portable game console, especially when compared to similar handhelds on the market. CNET's Eric Franklin states in his review of the device that the NVIDIA Shield is an extremely well-made device with performance that pretty much obliterates any mobile product before it. But, like most new console launches, there is currently a lack of available games worth your time. Eurogamer's comprehensive review of the device provided a detailed account of the device and its features, concluded by saying, "In the here and now, the first-gen Shield Portable is a gloriously niche luxury product, the most powerful Android system on the market by a clear stretch and possessing a unique link to PC gaming that's seriously impressive in beta form and can only get better." The Nintendo Switch is a hybrid console that can either be used in a handheld form or inserted into a docking station attached to a television to play on a bigger screen. The Switch features two detachable wireless controllers called Joy-Cons, which can be used individually or attached to a grip to provide a traditional gamepad form. A handheld-only revision named Nintendo Switch Lite was released on September 20, 2019. The Switch Lite has sold about 1.95 million units worldwide by September 30, 2019, only 10 days after its launch. The Evercade is a handheld game console developed and manufactured by UK company Blaze Entertainment. It focuses on retro gaming with ROM cartridges that each contain a number of emulated games. Development began in 2018 when the console was released in May 2020. After a few delays, upon its launch, the console offered 10 game cartridges with a combined total of 122 games. Arc System Works, Atari, Data East, Interplay Entertainment, Bandai Namco Entertainment, and Pico Interactive have released emulated versions of their games for the Evercade. Pre-existing homebrew games have also been re-released for the console by Mega Cat Studios. The Evercade can play games originally released for the Atari 2600, the Atari 7800, the Atari Lynx, the NES, the SNES, and the Sega Genesis Mega Drive. The Analog Pocket is a FPGA-based handheld game console designed and manufactured by Analog, Inc. It is designed to play games designed for handhelds of the 4th, 5th, and 6th generations of video game consoles. The console features a design reminiscent of the Game Boy, with additional buttons for the support platforms. It features a 3.5-inch 1600 by 1440 LTPS LCD display, an SD card port, and a Link cable port compatible with Game Boy Link cables. The Analog Pocket uses an Ulterior Cyclone V processor and is compatible with the original Game Boy, Game Boy Color, and Game Boy Advance cartridges out of the box. With cartridge adapters sold separately, the Analog Pocket can play Game Gear, Neo Geo Pocket, Neo Geo Pocket Color, the Atari Lynx game cartridges. The Analog Pocket includes an additional FPGA allowing third-party FPGA development. The Analog Pocket was released in December 2021. The Steam Deck is a handheld computer device developed by Valve, which runs Steam OS 3.0, a tailored distro of Arch Linux, and includes support for Proton, a compatibility layer that allows most Microsoft Windows games to be played on the Linux-based operating system. In terms of hardware, the Deck includes a custom AMD APU based on their second-gen and RDNA 2 architectures, with the CPU running a 4-core 8-thread unit and the GPU running an 8 compute units with a total estimated performance of 1.6 teraflops. Both the CPU and GPU use variable timing frequencies, with the CPU running between 2.4 and 3.5 GHz, and the GPU between 1.0 and 1.6 GHz, based on current processing needs. Valve stated that the GPU has compatibility performance to Ryzen 3000 desktop computer processors, and the GPU performance to the Radeon RX 6000 series. The deck includes 16GB of LPDDR5 RAM in a quad-channel configuration. Valve revealed the Steam Deck on July 15, 2021, with pre-orders being made optional the next day. The deck was expected to ship in December 2021 to the US, Canada, the EU, and the UK, but was delayed to February 2022, with other regions to follow in 2022. Pre-orders were limited to those with Steam accounts opened before June 2021 to prevent resellers from controlling access to the device. Pre-order reservations on July 16, 2021 through the Steam storefront briefly crashed the servers due to demand. While initial shipments were still planned by February 2022, Valve has reported to new purchasers that wider availability will be later, with the 64GB model and 256GB NVMe model due in Q2 of 2022 and the 512GB NVMe model by Q2 2022. The Steam Deck was released on February 25th, 2022. Well, there you have it. There was the history of first-party handheld gaming consoles. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I hope you learned a lot. I sure did. There's quite a few, especially in the Asian regions, that I didn't really know about. There's a few that I was able to remember as I was studying these. Anyway, I hope you guys have a good week. I hope you enjoy my podcast. You can get a hold of me if you'd like at retrobengaming@gmail.com. Take some time this week to play a handheld device. Play anything you want. I don't care. It all works in my book. As always, people, be good. Be good to those around you and keep on gaming.
Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please take a second to subscribe. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can at retrobengaming@gmail.com. Thanks again, and as always, keep gaming.